With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, the 8th of August. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Only way mass numbers of hostages have been released throughout this entire time is through deals.
Israel wants total control of Gaza, and US deadline for Russia to end war in Ukraine is today. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the Israeli Security Cabinet has approved Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to take full military control of Gaza City. The Prime Minister had made clear his desire for full occupation yesterday, but a director of one aid group fears the catastrophic impact on Palestinian lives. Thousands of protesters in Jerusalem last night said the main focus should be on freeing the remaining hostages in Gaza. Political analyst Dalia Scheindlin says most Israelis agree.
Very few Israeli hostages have been rescued through military operations. Military pressure has not caused Hamas to somehow ease its position. And the only way mass numbers of hostages have been released throughout this entire time is through deals.
Donald Trump says he's willing to meet with Vladimir Putin, either alone or with Vladimir Zelensky, in order to end the war in Ukraine. Mr. Trump's deadline for Russia to agree to a ceasefire or face sweeping sanctions is due to expire today. The White House says it's working through the details of any potential meetings, while the Kremlin has said a face-to-face meeting could be held in the coming days. President Trump says Mr. Putin doesn't have to meet with Mr. Zelensky if he doesn't want to.
No, he doesn't. No, no.
So when do you think that means?
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing. So last month, they lost 14,000 people killed. Last month. Every week is 4,000 or 5,000 people.
There's a call for both sides to live up to the commitments made on tariffs. A 15% rate on most EU goods heading to the US took effect yesterday. However, Donald Trump is threatening 250% tariffs on pharmaceuticals. Ireland's South Fianna Fáil MEP Billy Kelleher says President Trump needs to honour the deal made for pharma.
It's a 15% tariff on goods going from Europe into the United States. We expect the US to live in good faith on that and to live up to its commitments. So I'd just like to see the detail now published. But anything that unravels or unwinds certainty around business and investment, is of concern. So we would certainly like to see the detail and President Trump live up to the commitments and the agreements already entered into.
The Financial Services Union is urging Bank of Ireland staff to continue with existing hybrid working practices, despite a decision by the bank to change them. The Financial Services Union claims the proposed changes fall under a change management agreement and must be negotiated. Under the new policy, employees eligible for hybrid working will be required to be on site at least 8 times a month. The changes are due to come into effect on the 1st of September. John O'Connell, General Secretary of the FSU, says AIB gave their employees more notice.
If you look at AIB, they're giving people 6 months' notice of a similar change. And that allows us to negotiate under our change agreement in terms of what's been proposed and contribute to that, whereas Bank of Ireland is expecting people in 4 weeks to have made all the arrangements necessary to upend working arrangements that they've had for 5 years.
The number of victims of human trafficking is likely to be much higher than official figures suggest, according to an organisation focused on child trafficking. Current figures released show that nearly 500 potential victims of human trafficking were identified in the north over the past year. This compares to 67 victims identified here in 2024. JP O'Sullivan from MECPATHS says training for identifying victims is more effective in the north.
They're trained better, but they also have the authority in Northern Ireland. You know, we look at the numbers here in the south, and in 2024, we saw only 67 victims being identified. In 2023, it was only 53 victims identified in the south, but we would have received reports from agencies like the Walk Free Foundation in those years that advise that in the south alone, there are an estimated 5,000 victims of human trafficking at any given time.
The consumer watchdog is being called on to investigate rocketing grocery prices. It's after the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission maintained there's healthy competition in the sector. It says rising prices are generally lower than the EU average. However, Consumers Association of Ireland spokesperson Michael Kilcoyne says answers are needed as to why grocery prices are going up.
Prices are increasing for food products at a huge rate in this country, and people are finding it really difficult to make ends meet. They may well say that there is, you know, competition, but the evidence would show that prices are increasing, and they haven't explained why these prices are increasing. Why are they all increasing?
In entertainment news, Britpop fans are gearing up for three highly anticipated Oasis shows in Edinburgh starting tonight. The Rockers are returning to Scotland for the first time in 16 years. ScotRail has announced a number of extra services operating to and from the city to cater for the vast numbers of fans travelling to Murrayfield. And in sport, in soccer, St Pat's had a difficult night in the first leg of their Conference League qualifier against Beşiktaş. Tammy Abraham bagged a hat-trick, including a penalty, as the Turkish side went 4-0 up by half-time. Simon Power's goal early in the second half means the Saints trail 4-1 ahead of the second leg next week in Istanbul. Pat's boss Stephen Kenny admits his side were second best.
Comprehensively outplayed. You know, I think Beşiktaş is sort of definitely far superior to us in the game, and our second best didn't bring the level of physical intensity that we need to.
Elsewhere last night, Shamrock Rovers were beaten 1-0 by Balkany in their third round first leg in Kosovo. The return leg of both ties takes place next week. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.